whole accountability issue and, you know, the standardized test scores. Standardized test scores, they're valuable, but they're not the whole picture. And the only way, again, to get the whole picture of what's going on in our schools is, again, through getting involved and seeing them. I mean, we all went to school at some point, but most of the voting population has now moved on. They're no longer in high school. But they still need to stay connected with it through their children. Even if they don't have children, they should be involved in the local schools. That's valuable.
What's your thought about standardized tests? A lot of people think that all they do is require teachers to teach to the test, and that means there's a lot of stuff that kids ought to be getting that is overlooked because everybody is focused on these standardized tests and getting good results from that.
It really is a quandary. I mean, I wish I could give you a straightforward answer and say, oh, they're great, or oh, they're horrible. But the fact is, I've taught AP chemistry for some 15 years, and there is a national standardized test that is excellent, where teaching toward that test is the same thing as teaching the curriculum. If you can ensure the excellence not only of the creation of those tests, but then also the scoring of those tests, if it's written well, a standardized test can be a very valuable tool. There have been some standardized tests that just were not appropriate and didn't do a good job of gauging how well a teacher is covering the material. I really cringe when I hear that teachers are taking a week, 2-3 weeks out of their curriculum to prepare students for a given standardized test because, yeah, that's the curriculum is what that department, that school, decided was important. And that is a standardized curriculum for many of the subject areas. But to take time out from that to prepare students for what they believe might be on a test or teach them test-taking skills, I mean, that's not what the 21st century workforce needs, is better test-taking skills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Maybe I'm not going to ask this question right because as a layman I might not be able to phrase it correctly, but is there a problem that the tests, that this might be run backwards, that instead of teaching to the test needs to be drafted to encourage better teaching of the subject?
Absolutely. I think the Regents test that's been given in New York State for years, I mean, I think that's been done correctly. I used to teach out in Connecticut, and although we didn't have a Regents test, we would often use the Regents test of New York as a good kind of final exam review because it was well-written, it was comprehensive, and it covered all the topics we needed. But again, a multiple-choice test, no matter how well it's written, still can't really show all that there is, all that's going on, all that's taught. There's so many intangible things. And those are valuable. Those are very valuable. There's creativity. There's capacity for thinking on your feet. And that's what the 21st century workforce is needing, is that ability to think on your feet. Our principal sent out this email over the summer from some research he was reading. And in it, there was I'm not going to get this quote exactly right, but something to the effect of the 10 most in-demand jobs today are in fields that did not even exist 10 years ago. The field didn't exist, and so yet we're trying to prepare students for that. And, of course, the only way to prepare them for that is to really encourage and foster creativity and, as I said, being able to think on your feet, being able to hit a moving target, not just following procedures, but writing procedures. And I practice that as much as I can in my classroom. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. Okay. And it also leads to another one, because the way you just explained that, I gather that in the 20 years or so that you've been teaching, especially at Kirkwood, you have seen a lot of changes in the way teachers teach.
Oh, absolutely.
Students.
Absolutely. For the better. Oh, yeah, we are definitely moving away from the we'll call them cookbook labs, for example. So I can talk mostly about chemistry, and much more into the self-design labs, ones where students, again, are developing their own procedures. It's all about creative problem solving and not so much about follow this procedure, plug these numbers in. I mean, to be honest, science has always been about that. It's just that the classroom has been more about memorizing and the like. I mentioned the fact that I'm a chemistry teacher to some people, and they're like, oh, I hated chemistry. I had to memorize the periodic table. And I think to myself, what sadist required their students to memorize the periodic table when it's, you know, right there in any encyclopedia, and now, of course, it's on any website you want to access, you can get to it. Why would you memorize that? But how about the capacity to use it and to see patterns in it? And, I mean, that's what you want to be encouraging, not memorization. So, yes, I have seen changes. And I really believe they're for the better, and they're mostly gearing toward this whole thing of teaching students to think.